winners of the South Central Conference this year. Outstanding ball club Sheraton has. And, of course, they're coming in with a 32-5 mark, ranked 7th in Class 3A. Just visited with some great Sheraton folks here, and they're listening all over the area, Sheraton fans. And, in fact, Joe, if you're up there right now, some of them are going to be calling you. They want to know how to live stream from other places. And I believe that we can certainly do that. So they'll be calling you. And we're glad to have you with us tonight, all of you Sheraton listeners and area listeners. I know even last night when we were doing Twin Cedars and Moulton, lots of Albia listeners, the whole area. If you love baseball, if you love supporting kids anywhere, I think you'll like our broadcast. Tonight, I'm by myself. Randy Stafford is gone tonight. Bill Saylor, my usual play-by-play color man, is in Canada on a long-awaited fishing trip. So here I am alone. But I've done this before, so it's nothing new. And it's a great venue to do baseball here in Centerville. I go way back with this site. Pat Doherty Field, I had the opportunity to meet Pat many years ago, legendary baseball coach here at Indian Hills Community College. This is their diamond, and of course, long time with the Colorado Rockies. And tonight, we're playing here. Sheraton Chargers, 7th in the state, as I mentioned, going against the Keokuk Purple Sheets. Should be an interesting ball game. They have one very common opponent, which might be intriguing for you. Keokuk played Albia late in the season. Albia won both those games. And, of course, Sheraton has played Albia 4 times in the South Central Conference. Sheraton swept those 4 games. So if you look at it on paper, you might expect that to be a case which would heavily favor Sheraton. But in talking to Jake Schroeder, the Sheraton coach, and Larry Millage, and their whole coaching staff, they're very aware that this young Keokuk team could be a handful tonight. Keokuk has no seniors on their ball club. They come in at 11-24 on the year. That's not a good record, but they've been in a lot of games that they lost late. And any time you get into district play, you've always got to be aware of the fact, particularly if you're a good ball club like Sheraton, that you've got a big bullseye on your back. And that's the case tonight. We've got a lot of great baseball action, some great sponsors. Stick with us tonight in this first game of the 3A districts. The game after this, which we're not carrying tonight, is Oskaloosa and Centerville. But we'll be back here, certainly, if Sheraton wins, and we'll be doing another game Monday night. More on that later. Right now, a word from our sponsors, then we're going to hear from Sheraton coach Jake Schroeder right after this.
I'm Beth Hunter.
I'm Bob Everhart.
And Bob is going to be at the Iowa Theater in Bloomfield, Iowa on August the 1st. He and his wife Sheila are going to put on a great show there and open for songwriter Terry Smith. The show begins at 7 p.m. And Bob, what are the ticket prices?
It's only $10.
You want to be in Bloomfield the first night of August to see Bob and Sheila Everhart and Terry Smith in concert.
See you at the Iowa Theater in Bloomfield.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New two-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
My special guest here on the pregame for tonight's Sheraton Keokuk game, who else but Sheraton coach Jake Schroeder. And Jake, what a year it's been for the Sheraton Chargers, South Central Conference champions and one of the top teams certainly in Class 3A in the state of Iowa. And I just happened to be looking at some of the stats and everything the other night. One of the top hitting teams in the state of Iowa, too. You guys, I think, are in the top 10 overall in all the classes, or certainly hovering around that area. It's been a great year, but this is that second season, and you want to keep it going, and tonight you've got Keokuk. How does the team look in practice this week? And I'm sure you're ready to go, but what do you know about Keokuk?
Hey, thanks, Rich. Well, to be honest with you, I don't know a lot about Keokuk. We kind of got a different district draw this year, and Keokuk, as well as a couple other teams we could possibly face later on, are quite a distance from us. So as far as scouting and things like that, I haven't had a chance to do quite as much this year as I have in the past. But don't know a lot about them, but I do know that we played Preston for Tuesday night in our final regular season game, and I felt like we played well and are ready to go tonight. So I feel like if we play our game and play the way we're capable of, and kind of dictate the pace of the game and dictate what happens, we should be all right. And it's like you said, it's a whole new season. So you get down to these one game playoffs. You know, anything can happen. And the main thing is just to play relaxed and just play our game, I think.
Now, Keokuk has played Albia twice this year towards the end of the season, and Albia, which of course is in the SCC like you, defeated Keokuk pretty handily a couple of times, so that probably makes you feel a little easier about taking on the Purple Chiefs tonight.
Yeah, maybe. I might have talked to Boyd just a little bit too, but I don't know a lot about them, but we don't take anybody lightly. We want to come out and we want to be energetic and come ready to play. No matter who's on the other side of the field. So
one of the things,
hopefully we'll do that.
Absolutely. One of the things that's so impressed all of us, Jake, and I know just everybody who's followed you a little bit this year, you've got a team that I think is such a complete team. You've got some great hitting. Certainly Peterson stands out. He's certainly not the only guy, but I think he's this, the old Reggie Jackson comment, he's the straw that stirs the drink. You know, one of the top prospects for certainly anybody in the state of Iowa, and I'm just going to Muscatine this fall. Great player, but you've got a lot of hitting. But I think with you guys, it all starts with your pitching. You've got quality pitching, and your pitching is deep.
Yeah, I mean, we got a great lineup, like you said. There's not too many easy outs in our lineup, which is really good as a coach, obviously. But yeah, pitching wise, we've done really well this year. Maybe even exceeded my expectations a little, and I think, you know, one of the keys to that's been our walks ratio, to as far as the walks to not just strikeouts, but just walks overall. As far as the total, we've only got, I think, somewhere in the 70, low 70s in walks for the entire year, and I feel like that's been a big key to our success with our pitching staff, just because we really don't have anybody that's gonna just go out there and blow you away, you know, throwing at 85 plus, you know, anything like that. So I feel like just the fact that we've had really good control this year and we're making teams put in play has been probably the most reason for our success on the mound this year. And I'm really happy with our pitching staff. And we can go, you know, 3, 4, or 5 deep without really dropping off too much. So if we play good defense, I think our pitching's good enough to get anybody out.
Well, with 30-plus wins on the year, you look at your defense and you look at your pitching. You certainly alluded to your great defense. That's what the really great teams have to do, not only to have a great regular season, but go a long way in tournaments. It's really all comes down to pitching and defense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Rich. Yeah, as good as our offense is, you know, if you get up against a top-notch pitcher, it's going to be tough to score runs, and that's where pitching and defense is really the key in the postseason. And, I feel good about our chances if we don't give the other team, you know, freebies. If we give them free base runners or unearned runs, then it makes it really tough to beat another team, especially if they have their ace on the mound. And so I really think defense, honestly, is going to be the key for us here in tournament play. For the most part, we've been pretty solid this year. We just have had our moments in our games where we get a little sloppy and maybe turn one error into two or three in one inning. Especially the first inning, I think, is the key for us. If we tend to every once in a while maybe maybe spot a team a run or two in the first inning, and I feel like if we come out and play good solid defense in the first inning, I think we'll set ourselves up real nicely for the rest of the game.
I know this is a particularly challenging district. You're certainly an overwhelming favorite, but anytime you've had the year that you've had with the Chargers, you've got a big bullseye on your back. I know that you play Keokuk tonight, and in the second game, it's Centerville, the Big Reds, who you've faced before from the South Central Conference against Oskaloosa. Both of those teams, even if you get by tonight's game, you'd be certainly favored against, but they both present some hazards along the way, as does the whole district. There are some teams in the district, I think certainly you're the favorite or one of the two favorites, but it's not an easy district, is it?
No, it's a solid district, and you can't let records fool you. You know, sometimes records can be better than the team really is. Sometimes they can not be quite as good as the team really is, and you know, I know some of the teams on the other side of the sub-state are in the same conference together, so they kind of beat up on each other a little bit, but they're all real solid teams. You know, I'd say Fairfield's one of the best teams, personally, I've seen all year, especially when they have their ace on the mound. The other couple I'm not quite as familiar with, but I know they're real solid teams also. So it's all around, it's a pretty tough district. But, you know, bottom line is you just got to play good baseball. It's not always the best team that wins. It's the team that plays the best that night that wins. And I just want our guys to come out and I feel like we've been prepared all year, and they're prepared, and now it's their time to just go out and play hard and shine and do what they've been doing all year.
I think you said it so very well. I've said to Bill Saylor, who coached baseball for so many years too, I said to Bill, I think when you get in tournament time, over the years I've seen more teams beat themselves than win games. In other words, you've got to make sure you don't beat yourself.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, that happened to us a little bit last year. We let a pop fly drop that definitely should have been caught. Just, you know, a couple simple plays like that, it just kind of turns the whole game around. And you just got to make the routine play. And, you know, when you get, like I said, when the other team's got their ace on the mound, no matter what team you're facing, when they have their ace on the mound, if they have a quality pitcher on the mound, they're going to be more confident. You know, the entire team is. It's a different team depending on who's on the mound. And if you give up a run or two early, you know, off unearned runs, it gives them confidence and makes them know that they can hang with you. And so that's the key for us, is just getting off to a good start in each game, I believe.
I know one of the things, Jake, you want to do certainly as you go into districts here is you want to set your rotation up for how you want to use everybody. Who's going to get the call against Keokuk tonight?
Well, I think we're leaning towards going with Alex Wright. He's a senior, so I know he wants. He's been pitching real well for us his last three or four starts. He threw a three-hit complete game shutout against ADM, who was, I think, ranked 10th at the time, and also beat, I believe, Williamsbury was last Friday, and threw seven innings of two-run ball. Both runs were unearned, so he's going to get the nod to start tonight, and I feel really good about the way he's been throwing. And then from there on out, we'll see, see how many pitches he throws tonight. See where we're at relief-wise, and can go from there Monday night, I guess, see who's fresh and ready to go. But hopefully, best-case scenario, hopefully Charlie Palmer will be ready for Monday night.
I always like to see Alex throw. He's one of the great stable of pitchers you have. He has a little more insight than some players, simply because he's a great catcher when he's not pitching.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. He's done a great job behind the plate for us, too, so he's nice to have a guy on the mound that thinks like a catcher.
That's right, absolutely. Jake, we're looking forward to a win tonight and wish you the best of luck. And, of course, we'll be following you right through districts and hopefully all the way to Principal Park. Best of luck to the kids and you and, of course, your great coaching staff.
Thanks, Rich. I really appreciate it. We'll see you tonight.
I'm Beth Hunter.
I'm Bob Everhart.
And Bob is going to be at the Iowa Theater in Bloomfield, Iowa on August the 1st. He and his wife Sheila are going to put on a great show there and open for songwriter Terry Smith. The show begins at 7 p.m. And Bob, what are the ticket prices?
It's only $10.
You want to be in Bloomfield the first night of August to see Bob and Sheila Everhart and Terry Smith in concert.
See you at the Iowa Theater in Bloomfield.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back here tonight at Adrody Field.
the campus of Indian Hills Community College for great baseball action, and we've got the Sharon Chargers ranked 7th in Class 3A taking on the Keokuk Purple Chiefs. And I've got a good friend of mine who I graduated with. He loves baseball, and he's got a big game tomorrow night, assistant coach for the Albion Blue Demons, Jim Cagle. And, of course, Randy's not here tonight, and, of course, Bill Saylor's in Canada, Jim, and you just walked in to say hi here, and you're going to be put to work. You want to do that book for me?
I can do that.
Good. And, Jim Cagle, we're going to talk about your big game with Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont tomorrow night. Big game tonight, Sharon Chargers, and, of course, the Keokuk Purple Chiefs, and you've got some insight in both teams. We're going to talk to you back and forth throughout the course of the game. Let's take a look at the lineups for tonight's game. First of all, we're going to take a look at Sharon, which actually is going to be the visiting team, and I did a dyslexic thing there. Austin Rittenauer will lead it off. He'll be the catcher tonight for Sharon, batting second. Lucas Heberlo, he'll bat second and play second base. Austin Peterson, their slugging right fielder, he'll bat third. Jordan Bachman will bat fourth. He's the shortstop. Alex Wright, as you heard Jake and I talking, gets the call. He's pitching tonight. Batting sixth, T.J. Hawkinson will be at first base. Batting seventh, Brett Brady, the third baseman. In the eighth spot, the left fielder, Ben Kinzer. And Token Hall, batting ninth and playing center field. Let's take a look then at the Keokuk lineup. Keokuk leading off, Dakota Shaw is their pitcher. Matt Murphy will bat second and play shortstop. Logan Ikarad will play first base and bat third. Nate Lissring will bat cleanup, and he'll be, as I said, the third baseman. Brant Ames will bat in the fifth spot. He'll be in left field. Drew Lewis is catching, batting sixth. Austin Allman will be their center fielder, batting seventh. Dayton Gibson is the DH. Tyler Bidding is the right fielder, batting ninth, and Ryan Siebel is at second base. But, of course, he won't be hitting. Gibson's at the age. Keokuk comes into this game, Jim, at 11-24 on the season. They've got a .279 team batting average. And I think so many times we talk about during the season batting averages, which can be a little deceptive. That's why in the major leagues they get into sabermetrics. We're going to do a pregame on that because I know a lot of you fans don't know what we're talking about when we talk about that. Well, one of the things I don't often talk about, I do interject it in some games, is on-base percentage and also slugging percentage. That tells you a lot about these clubs. Keokuk's on-base percentage is .370, which is not real high. And, of course, on-base percentage means how you get on, no matter what it's walk or hits. Their slugging percentage, .369. Those aren't real high for a high school team, for a quality high school team, and consequently that may explain why Keokuk's 11-24. They've been in a lot of games this year and just have struggled late, but I think the big problem for them is the pitching. Opponents have hit .243 against them, Jim, but this is going to tell the tale of the tape for Keokuk. 6.44 ERA for team, and that is incredibly high for a high school pitching staff.
Yes, that's for a staff ERA, that's a pretty high number.
And they are a team, though, with no seniors, so that's, they're looking forward to that. And actually, they've told me they're younger kids, they're just loaded coming up. Sharon coming in 32-5 on the year, South Central Conference champions, 16-4 in the South Central, 7th in Class 3A, hitting .366 as a team. In fact, that's 12th, actually that's 8th now, they've moved up, that's 8th in the entire state of Iowa, all the classes. They've popped 13 home runs on the year. They get a lot of doubles. Consequently, their on-base percentage is .459. That's high. That's good. Their slugging percentage is .513. I often don't share those with you, but I thought I would tonight because it really tells you they've got some pop in their bats. They hit for a lot of extra base hits, and they do a lot of things very well. Then you have to look at their pitching staff, and we talked about this when they played Albie. Of course, Jim, you and Boyd's team earlier this year. And, of course, you lost to them four times. You were in those games. But their pitching is really what drives them, I think. 2.23 ERA, meaning that's what their earned run average is, and opponents only hitting .207 against them. They've got a good pitching staff. They've got a little bit of everything. Consequently, they're conference champions.
Exactly. The pitching's good. They hit the ball up and down the lineup. I mean, there's not, kind of like you said about Twin Cedars last night, there is not a weak spot in the lineup. Everybody hits the ball, and they're just a solid defensive team, just a good baseball team.
As we used to say, they're a pretty salty ball club.
That's right. That is right.
Good to have you, Jim. Glad you came down for the game. And I know you're interested to see what the Chargers do, of course, from the South Central Conference. I want to say hello to our listeners in Arkansas tonight who are listening from Arkansas. I got the word on that just a little bit ago. Of course, they can live stream, and Joe always tells everybody about that. They can get on our website, KIIC.com, tells you how to do that, and you can get us anywhere in the world. If they want to listen in Japan, they love baseball in Japan,
right.
They can.
That is right.
But good to have you here filling in tonight for Bill and Randy.
Thank you.
And we're ready to go. We've got a lot of things to do throughout the course of the night. We want to talk to you, of course, the big matchup tomorrow night, Eddieville Blakesburg-Fremont against your Albion Blue Demons, and we're going to have that game. First pitch of the old ball game, and we're ready to go. Leading it off here for Sheraton is Austin Rittenour. And the first pitch on the way, and it's Dakota Shaw on the hill for them, and it's a ball. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Rittenour, and he takes this inside for a ball, ball two. Rittenour, a junior, 422 hitter on the year. He's driven in 25. Good leadoff man, pretty much a prototype leadoff man for the Chargers. Here's the pitch. There's a strike right in there. Good fastball that time. The umpires behind the plate, Jeff Corbett, Nick Hawthorne on the base pass tonight. And they're going to be pretty hot tonight out there. It's about 98 degrees right now. That's slowing outside ball 3-3-1. If you look at the pitcher, Dakota Shaw, for Keokuk, the Purple Chiefs. He's only a sophomore. Just a kid, basically. He's got a tough assignment tonight. Good fastball in there, and now it counts full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shaw is 2-5 on the year. He's pitched 40 and a third, has a 4.86 ERA.
Foul ball.
Foul ball off, and we remain 3-2. On deck for Sheraton, that's Lucas Eberlo. And then the big stick, Austin Peterson. We talked to Jake Schroeder before the game, Jim, before you got here. There's a little flare out in the center field. It's going to drop a base hit. Leadoff man on now for Sheraton. Rittenour, and here's Eberlo, their outstanding second baseman. He's a junior, 333 hitter on the year. Sheraton's got good speed. Rittenour has only stolen 3, though, on the year. Jim, it's about 98 degrees. You've had a busy day. We're going to talk about the Big Babe Ruth tournament getting underway tonight now, mm-hmm. too. You're probably heading back there after. Oh, you're watching the second game, I think, too. That's
yeah,
tied for a ball.
I might stay for part of that. That should be a good game also.
I think so, too. After this game tonight, we're not broadcasting that, but you've got Oskaloosa and Centerville. That'll be a great matchup, I think.
Should be, yes.
And the winner of that will play the winner of this game. Quick move over to first, back in ahead first, Rittenour. We have got baseball coming out our ears for all of you listeners, wherever you're at the next few days, as we're in tournaments now. State tournament gets underway on the 26th. That's next Friday. Can you believe it? Here's the pitch from Shaw, faking the butt, the throw down, getting back in, standing up Rittenour. Lewis is behind the plate. Let's take a look at Keokuk's defense. Logan Ikared is at first. Brian Siebold is at second. It's Matt Murphy at short. Nate Lissering at third. Brent Amos in left, Austin Ahman in center, Tyler Bidding is in right, Drew Lewis behind the plate, and Dakota Shaw is on the hill. There goes the runner Rittenour, and he's going to be in there easily. Stolen base for Rittenour, and he got a great jump on the pitcher. Shaw and the catcher never even made the throw.
No, he just came up and basically gave up on it.
Which, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, that's never a good sign.
Because you can bet Jake Schroeder and the Sheraton coaching staff is making quick note of that.
Yeah, they will. I'm sure they'll take advantage. Oh, there's a hit to the right side. Perfect.
Base hit. Hit behind the runner. That's what you want to do. That's a hit for Heberlo. And they've got first and third, nobody out, and just what you expect from the Chargers. This is what we saw with Twin Cedars last night. They got all over Moulton right off the bat and just set the tone of the game. That's what you have
that's
to
right.
do.
That is exactly right, and that's the same way the Chargers operate.
You never want to pitch to this guy, Austin Peterson, number 9, outstanding outfielder, can play good infield defense too, left-handed batter with men on base, and that's what they're doing right off the bat.
Yes, and that's he's a guy you like to see up with the bases empty.
He's a 504 hitter, one of the top hitters in the state of Iowa. He's hit 6 home runs, drew in 45. And these dimensions here at Pat Doherty Field are 335 down the line, 397 in dead center, and about 350 in the alleys. Don't kid yourself. He can reach any of those spots.
Yes, and for the fans that haven't been here, in dead center, there's probably a 30-foot section out there that's got like a 20-foot wall that's 397, and you have to hit it over top of that 20-foot wall. So it's a shot to get it out there, but he is capable.
And, of course, this of all the ballparks we've done, I would say certainly the state ballpark from the ICAPS, the principal park, this is the best backdrop of any place in the area. Great hitter's background here, but it's a junior college field. First and third, here's the pitch, and there's a strike. I know my listeners aren't going to understand this. One ball, two strikes, which is no, you probably don't remember the name, some of you will. There used to be a major league umpire, Chris Pelikoutis, and he was real slow on those strike calls, very deliberate, and that's what we're getting from Jeff Corbett.
That's the way Mr. Corbett is, too. It's there's no hurry. Sometimes you have to wait, and you think, wow, that was a pretty good pitch, and then strike.
He's just got his own style, which I love to see.
Yes.
Of course, all the umpires are selected by the Iowa High School Athletic Union. First and third, they're holding the runner at first. That's in the dirt. Curveball missed. And it's 2-2. Right now, watching the sophomore Shaw pitching for Keokuk, I would not envy him going against this year in lineup tonight. He's a young kid, doesn't have a lot of velocity. They're very high on him, but tough assignment. Peterson gets a good rip, fouls it off to the left. Good crowd here, certainly from Sheridan. It's a long drive for Keokuk to him.
Yes.
2 balls and two strikes.
And not to put down anybody's crowd, but it's a lot easier to travel when you're 35 and 40.
That's right. when 11 and 24.
When you're 11 and 24, yes.
Here's the pitch on the way, and that one's fouled back. The pitch was up that time, and Peterson went for it. Tomorrow night, you're not going to be able to help me tomorrow night. Randy, I think, is going to be gone too, but big game tomorrow night. Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. I'll be on there at 6:30, district championship, Jim, with your ball club and Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. A couple of South Central Conference teams. We're watching Sheridan, the South Central Conference team. Wish you the best of luck, and we're going to be covering that. Looking forward to it. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Runner going. There's a base hit by Peterson. That's what they do so well, hitting behind the runner. That's an RBI. Chargers on top, 1-0, and racing to third, Evelo. Peterson does what they all do so well, hitting behind the runner and advancing those runners, but they're punching it through right now for the base hits, and we're already getting the head coach going out, which is Wes Ames, to talk to his pitcher, Shaw, right now. Wes Ames is the kick. Our coach, Tim Thompson, the assistant coach, and Scott Ross, also another assistant. That's an RBI for Peterson, and already they are up and at him here. In fact, they have...
And just to show you the confidence they have in their hitting, that was a 2-2 count and a hit and run. The guy was stealing, and he hit behind the guy, and just the way you're supposed to do it.
They execute so very well. They already have a couple of hits here in the inning and a walk, and they lead 1-0. Chargers lead it. Ames now has talked to his pitcher, his defense. Chargers have runners at first and third. Peterson has good speed at first base. He's 8 of 11. He doesn't usually have to steal bases because he's usually got people right in front of him, but here we have first and third. And the cleanup hitter, Boffman's up there, their outstanding shortstop. He's a senior.
That's no easy task either. He's capable of hitting the ball anywhere.
In fact, Jim, he's our leading RBI man, 51 on the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
That's a lot of RBIs.
In 37 games, 51 RBIs. Hits a fly ball on it right. That might get down. Right fielder over. Makes a nice catch. Just in fair territory. Tagging up as Evelo, he'll score, and that's a sacrifice fly. For Boffman, and the Chargers lead 2-0. Peterson holds it first. Their right fielder that time, Tyler Binning, ran a long way, made a nice catch on that.
Yes, he did. That was a nice catch.
First out of the inning. Alex Wright, who's getting the assignment tonight pitching for the Chargers. He's already been staked to a 2-run lead, Jim. Right-handed batter, outstanding catcher. His mother's superintendent at Sheridan. Good breaking ball for strike.
Yes.
Yep. Pulled the string on that one. The winner of this game will play Monday night right here again against the winner of the next game, quick pickoff move by Schauber to first, getting back Hans Peterson. The winner of this game will play either Oskaloosa or Centerville Monday night right here at 7 o'clock at Pat Doherty Field, and we'll be broadcasting that game. Randy Stafford will be back in the saddle on that, and we'll be doing that game for you Monday night, presumably, if that's if Sharon wins.
Yes.
And they would play, as I said, Oski or Centerville. And as you said earlier, that's going to be a great second game. We're not broadcasting that game, but that's going to be a good one to watch. Okay, here's Shaw from the stretch. There's the little flare that carries out to the center fielder, right to him, makes the catch, and that's Austin Allman for the putout, two down. And again, Peterson holds it first. So after the visit to the mound by Coach Ames for Keokuk, they've gotten a couple of fly balls, and there are now two out. Chargers on top, 2-0. How do you think that second game will go, Jim, between Oskaloosa and Centerville? I think it's a pretty even matchup.
I think it's a pretty even match. You know, earlier in the year, I might have said Oskaloosa, but they've kind of been on a downward spiral here lately, and they're struggling right now. So that's they're going to have to get out of that if they're going to get the job done. But it could be a good game. Could go either way.
Could be. Stolen base there by Peterson. Centerville's a little enigmatic, too. I mean, sometimes they play very well, sometimes they don't, and kind of unpredictable this year.
Yes, mm-hmm.
There's a little chopper, tough play. Shaw makes the play. Good play by the Keokuk pitcher. Races to the bag at first, and after a rocky start, he retires three in a row, but not before the Chargers come up with a couple of big hits in the inning.
Yeah, two hits, a walk, and score two runs.
And
one man left.
We go to the bottom half of inning number one. It's the Sharon Chargers leading Keokuk 2-0. Of course, Keokuk has yet to come to bat. We've got some great sponsors tonight, and we're going to hear from them right now, and we'll be back for the bottom of the first.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New two-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has four locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
The Mahaska Produce Market is now open at Mahaska Drug on their parking lot. Yes, the produce is still all grown by Tom and Ruth Stauffer of Muscatine, and the produce will be picked up fresh daily and delivered to the new building at Mahaska Drug. Yes, open 7 days a week. The Mahaska Produce Market is now open at the Mahaska Drug parking lot. Come in today on A Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
I am back here in the bottom of the first, Pat Doherty Field, on the campus of Indian Hills Community College in Centerville. Sharon Chargers, ranked 7th, taking on the Keokuk Purple Chiefs. Long fly ball, hit deep center field, that's over the head of Token Hall, and racing in the second. How about that, Jim?
That is, I was just going to make a comment that Keokuk won't give up. When we played down there the first game, we scored four runs in the top of the first inning, and they came right back and answered with four in the bottom of the first. So you can't count them out.
That's Dakota Shaw, their pitcher, and he just tattooed that ball right there, hitting it way out there. Probably hit that about 370. And most ballparks in the area, that would be a home run.
Yes.
He's a 404 hitter, and he showed why there. In fact, he's hit three home runs on the year, and he stands at second now. He's got a good lead, and they've got Matt Murphy, their shortstop, up there now. And that's the strike. Murphy is a 308 hitter for them. He's a junior from Keokuk. On the hill, Alex Wright, and Alex, you must have heard what happened on that first pitch.
Yes.
Alex Wright has a good fastball, very good breaking ball. And there it is right there, and it's a strike. Really tails down. So many of the kids you watch around the area have the big, as Bill Saylor says, the groundwalker, the big roundhouse. But when you really see the effective pitchers, they've got a real downward break on that curve, don't they?
Yes, it needs to break down and away.
And, of course, that's what Wright does. He checks the runner. They're not holding him. Here's the pitch on the way. line shot right at the shortstop and diving back in just before he's doubled up his shot. Great play that time by Jordan Bauman, who was an outstanding shortstop for Sheridan. And there's one away. That ball was hit pretty well, though, right?
Yes, it was hit solid.
Eklund, the batter now coming up. Left-handed batter for the Purple Chiefs. Logan Eckert, sophomore, 333 hitter on the year. He's hit three home runs on the season, driven in 26.
Starts with a ball.
And he has a 515 slugging percentage. Has some pop in the bat. Left-handed batter. Long look in by Alex Wright. Catching tonight for Sheridan is Rittenhour, which is where Wright usually is.
Yes.
The pitch on the way, popped up. On the infield, calling for it's Bauman. He'll put this one away. He does, two away. Holding it second, Dakota Shaw. So after the massive leadoff double, I'm surprised he didn't get three out of that, really, by Shaw, there are now two out, and he's still at second. It's all up to Nate Lissring, their third baseman.
So, not good to waste a leadoff double, so see what Lissring can do here.
Lissring is a sophomore, 267 hitter on the year, right-handed batter. Keokuk, white uniforms with that purple trim, hence Purple Chiefs, and of course the Chiefs across the front, Sheridan in the white with the red trim, red cap. Ball one. Wright takes a long look. And let's take a look at the Sheridan defense. Hawkins is at first, Lucas Heberlo at second, Jordan Bauman's at short, Brett Braid is at third, Ben Kinzer in left, Token Holm in center, Austin Peterson in right. Swing and a miss for a strike. Austin Rittenhour behind the plate, and of course Alex Wright on the hill tonight for the Chargers. Fantastic press box. I was looking forward to this, Jim. It's air conditioned. Still pretty hot up here, and I've even got a fan with the air conditioning. But of course, nice to get in a junior college press box.
Yes.
From the stretch, Alex Wright. Here's the pitch on the way. High fly ball hit on the left field. Moving over is Kinzer. He'll put it away for out number three. So after a leadoff double for Keokuk, it's then three up and three down. Nothing across. We played one. It's Sheridan two, Keokuk nothing. And we'll be back for the second right after this.
Members of Sheraton Valley Electric, with service in the northeast quarter of the city of Albia from North Clinton Street and B Avenue extending northeast, will experience an outage of power Monday, July 22nd, starting at 7 a.m. due to line reconstruction. The outage may last up to 4 hours and will be dependent upon the weather. Anyone with questions or concerns may call the office at 800-475-1702. This is a public service announcement from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
At Brexford's Decorating Center, we're celebrating 34 years in business with an anniversary sale all month long. It's a store-wide sale featuring special pricing on all in-stock furniture and bedding, and exclusive pricing on appliances. We're also giving away free pork patties and ice cream with qualifying purchases, and we offer free delivery. Help us celebrate 34 years in business with our huge anniversary sale all month long at Brexford's Decorating Center in downtown Pella.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Jim Cable helping me out tonight, Albia assistant coach, and we're in the second inning. Sheridan leads it here at district baseball action, 2-0 over Keokuk. Good to see you, Jim, and of course, tomorrow night we'll see you down on the field with Boyd Britton. We're going to talk to you pre-game tomorrow, of course, too.
Mm-hmm.
Big game with Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. We'll be talking to Rod Ashman. Yeah. Looking forward to that ball game.
Yeah, district championship, so...
Ball one low, two, Brett Breda, number 17 for the Chargers, only a junior, 407 hitter on the air, two homers, 38 runs batted in. We expect a massive crowd tomorrow night in Albia with Eddyville and Albia.
Yes, I would expect that. There's a fly ball to the left fielder, and
almost
dropped that.
He turned a routine catch into a basket catch, and it wasn't Willie Mays. It was like, I've got to use my arms or this is going to hit the ground. Tyler Bidding puts it away, but he made it difficult. One down. Technique was a little rocky on that one.
Yes.
Ben Kinzer, left fielder, comes to the plate now. That's the kind that drives a coach crazy. Kinzer comes to the plate now for them. Ben Kinzer, Jr. for Sheeran, 321 hitter on the year, left-handed batter, strike one. You know these Sheeran kids so very well. You played them four times, and yeah, how do you play them? I mean, when you guys play them, what do you try to do? What do you try to do to negate that offense?
There's just basics and you know, don't just try not to hurt yourself. You know, try not to beat yourself. And
you can't help them, or they're going to be all over you.
Yeah, they capitalize on every mistake you make. Kinzer strikes.
Kinzer strikes out to a Layers Token Hall right-handed batter. Shaw has settled down now for them here in the second for Keokuk, Jim.
Yes, yes. He's ever since the talk with the coach, he looks a little better.
Well, sorry, nice stop that time by Drew Lewis, their catcher. 1-1. Number 9 hitter up there, Token Hall for Sheraton. This is Bill Saylor and Randy Stafford's favorite name of all the names we've had this year, Token Hall.
Token Hall. I've heard, yeah, Randy said it should be all conference name.
Randy's into those names. Foul back, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Love this press box tonight. Air conditioned fan, I told you. Last night we did the Twin Cedars, Randy and I, Twin Cedars and Moravia game. Actually broadcast from the corner of the press box. There's a breaking ball. And he rang him up. The umpire said that caught the corner, and Hall takes it looking for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down. Nothing across. Good inning for Shaw for Keokuk. We go to the bottom of the second. I'm going to keep it here for a moment. It's 2-0. Sheraton. And Jim, let's take a look at, I want to take a look at what we've got coming up, because everybody wants to know what's going to be broadcast, how the sectionals are and everything, the districts rather. Of course, tonight's this game, the winner of this game will play the winner of the Oskaloosa-Centerville game, and that game would then be played Monday night. If Sheraton wins, we're going to be doing that game Monday night from Centerville, from Pat Doherty Field. I'll be on the air at 6:30 for that one. Big story, as we've alluded to already, you and Boyd Britton and the Albia Blue Demons district championship game tomorrow night in Albia. We'll be on the air at 6:30 for that game. We'll have a pregame interview with you and Boyd against Rod Ashman's Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont team. Big matchup. EBF was second to Sheraton in the conference this year.
Mm-hmm.
You guys really came on, had a great year. I think you've got 22 wins now. And we'll have that game for you tomorrow night at 6:30. Then Monday night, as I said, we'll be back here if Sheraton wins. And then, golly, it's not done by any means yet, because we're following Twin Cedars, too. And Twin Cedars, actually, tomorrow night is at Pleasantville, taking on Pleasantville.
Yes.
And we're going to be doing reports from that game with the number 2 ranked team in 1A. There's a line shot, base hit to left as we start out the second inning, and leading it off for them,
Ames.
Brett Ames. So Keokuk's up there swinging away here, and you said they're not timid about that, and so far they're hitting the ball pretty well. Ames is the batter, and of course he just got a hit. He was a 361 hitter and a couple of home runs on the air, so that's nothing new to him. He's had a good year.
No, he hit the ball well against us.
There's Drew Lewis now, number 3, a junior, 170 hitter on the year, right-handed batter. Lewis is their catcher tonight. Good lead by Ames at first. Wright has a pretty good move. Squaring the bunt, puts it down, rolling, and it's going to stay fair. Can you believe it?
He's on the chalk line.
Alex Wright and the catcher, Rittenauer, kept waiting for that ball to go foul, and it just rolled right down the line and went about halfway between home plate and first base and never did go foul.
Never did. Stopped on the chalk line.
So it's an infield hit. How about that? You try to bunt the runner down and you end up with a base hit.
End up with a hit.
2-1 now. Nobody out. And the batter's Austin Ahman, and Keokuk's got something going here in the second. Ahman's a sophomore. 3-0-2 hitter on the season. Takes a strike. As I was saying, Twin Cedars is at Pleasantville tomorrow night. We're going to have reports on that game while we're doing the Albia Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont game. So kind of a doubleheader of sorts tomorrow night. Here's the pitch. Good breaking pitch in there for a strike. Big break on that.
Big break.
Two strikes now as Wright's ahead of Ahman. Runners at first and second. For the Purple Chiefs. Wright takes a long look into Rittenauer. And now he's batter steps out, calls time.
and then following on that, the tournament trail, the winner of our game with Albia and Eddyville will go to Fairfield on Tuesday night to play the sub-state, and the winner of the Twin Cedars
Pleasantville
game will play in Albia
exactly
Tuesday night at the same time. Strike.
Big curveball again. Excellent. He has really got the curveball working tonight, right? And he rings up Almond for out number one. You're right, Jim. If Twin Cedars wins tomorrow night, they will play Tuesday night, actually, in Albia, for the right to go to state.
In Albia, in the 1A substate.
And we'll be doing that in some form or another. Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the winner of that tomorrow night, will also play Tuesday night in Fairfield. We're going to be doing that. So we've got some doubleheader action and all sorts of things. Wright really jams a batter that time, Gibson, and he pops it up to the third baseman. Great, and he puts it away. Good fastball that time by Alex, and he had it in on his hands, got the pop-up. So now Keokuk's got the first two men on. Now there are two out, though.
Yes, the number nine hitter.
They had the leadoff double to start the game and stranded him.
Stranded out, yes.
When you get into this time of year, you've got to be able to pitch yourself out of trouble, and so far that's what Wright's doing.
Yes, he has.
Here's a pitch from Alex Wright, and it's inside for a ball. If you look at Sharon's trail, if they win tonight, if they would come back and win Monday night, they would then play for the right to go to state next Thursday night at a site yet to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is they may, if they keep winning, run into Fairfield at some point. So bottom line is, inside for a ball. If you're listening to Thunder Country, you've got games Saturday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, next Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be following Sheraton, Twin Cedars, Eddyville, and, of course, our own Albia Blue Demon. So four area teams we're covering. So just stay tuned to Thunder Country. We'll keep you informed. It'd be nice to get, actually, it'd be great to get three of those four teams in. We can't get all four because you and Eddyville play.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a good chance that there could be two or three in the tournament.
And it gets underway at Principal Park on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you more on that later.
Mm-hmm.
That's next Friday.
Yeah.
Here's a pitch from Alex Wright. There's a chopper at the third. Takes a tricky hop. Third baseman Brayden up with a long throw.
Got him.
And he got him. Great throw. And the way to stay with it by Brett Brayden. A good stretch over there by T.J. Hawkinson. Keokuk threatens again, Jim, but they come up empty, and you can't do that with Sharon. They had a chance to get themselves right back in the game, but they strand two again.
Strand two, yes.
They got a lucky break, which you've got to get a few lucky breaks against Sheridan.
The
sacrifice bunt that stayed fair, so it's two hits for naught. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. Sheridan clings to that 2-0 lead as we head to the third. We'll be right back.
Carriker's Auto Outlet Highway 92 in Oskaloosa is holding a massive sales event now through July 24th. So push, pull, or drag your auto to Carriker's for top dollar trade. The new Community First Credit Union is right next door, and they have special financing offers for members. This sale is so massive, even Community First will have autos in their lot. There's a limit to two vehicles per household. See just how massive is at the Carriker Auto Outlet sales event going on now through July 24th. Offers subject to credit approval.
KBZoneAuto.com.
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 Wow, that was really annoying.
But I got my message across.
So when you're ready for your next vehicle, go to KBZoneAuto.com or stop by their location just off A Avenue West across from Frosty Utter.
KBZoneAuto.com.
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 The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here. Jim Cagle, yours truly, Riz Grimes, Pat Doherty Field. 2-0 as we head to the third. 7th-ranked Sheridan Chargers against Keokuk, the Purple Chiefs. First pitch by Dakota Shaw. There's a hard-hit ground ball to the shortstop. Up with it, Matt Murphy. Over to first in time. One down as a leadoff hitter. Rittenhour is retired. That brings Lucas Heberlo. We're back to the top of the order. That was Rittenhour. Now Heberlo comes to the plate. Lucas had a base hit his first time up there. You know, Jim, you talk about those schedules and trying to keep track of four teams. In district play, you almost need a legal pad. I had to kind of roll through it in my head every day. There's a pop-up as he's jammed out to the center fielder back to make the catch. Austin Arlen quickly two down. And Shaw has really settled down here for Keokuk.
Two pitches, two outs this inning. You don't get much better than that.
You know, probably the best thing we can tell all the listeners and the live streamers and everything, tune in tomorrow night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night next week, about 6:30, and we'll have a game for you.
Yes. So there'll be one of the local teams on somewhere.
And if there's two games on one night, we'll have reports on both. There's a chopper down to the first baseman, flips it over to Shaw, and gets play that time. Vickred, he makes three pitches that inning and gets three outs. As Heberlo is retired, Ridenour is retired, and they get Peterson. Excellent inning for Shaw, and that's the kind of inning that can change momentum.
That's exactly right. You go out and have a short inning, and especially they have hit the ball some, so they're capable of getting back in it here.
You know, we've got a lot of great sponsors for area teams this year, and one of them, and they've helped us bring, golly, we've already done about 24 ball games for you this spring and summer, Albia Brewing Company. And I know this is Bill Saylor's and Randy Stafford's, one of their favorites. When I read all this, they sit there and drool in the booth. Of course, Brian and Barb Lindbergh, Scheme Block, but it's the Albia Brewing Company. And they have those great appetizers, salads, we talked about that, the pizza. Sometimes they send them out the ballpark. They're unbelievable. Their topping choices, they've got about 25 topping choices, and they have their brew house specialty pizza, Mediterranean white pizza, the ultimate pizza. They have a lot of different kinds of pizzas, and then the traditionals. They have a kids menu, sandwiches. I love sandwiches. They have a Heartland burger, which is USDA choice ground beef grilled to perfection with applewood smoked bacon, cheddar cheese, red onions, honey barbecue sauce. They've got all kinds of stuff. If you haven't been to the Albia Brewing Company, you need to go. Their food's exquisite. And I know, too, a lot of people like to partake of their microbrews because they make a lot of their own beers right there. And they do a great business. And when you have good food at good prices, that happens. Leading it off for Keokuk here in the bottom of the third is none other than
Dakota Shaw.
There's a little chopper, and that's foul for a strike. No balls and two strikes.
He had the leadoff double left inning.
And he has really settled down pitching for them. 2-0. Chargers lead. Swings, gets a little piece of it. For a strike, right at the plate. Yeah, a lot of baseball coming up. Hopefully it's going to be a little cooler. There's a lot of baseball going on tonight at the Albia Sports Complex because 14-year-old Babe Ruth tournament gets underway. That runs through next week, too, I believe.
Yeah, through next Tuesday, I think.
That's low in the dirt. And even as I speak now, if you're in Albia right now, the 9- and 10-year-old girls' softball, Monroe County girls' softball team, is being escorted by fire truck in Albia, and they're going up to the gazebo on the west side of the Albia Square, and they're going to be honored there. And that's happening right now in Albia. They're getting the famous fire truck ride, and they'll be getting all the well-deserved accolades at the gazebo. So if you're in Albia, hustle up to the square now and salute the state champion, 9- and 10-year-old girls. And right now, Sheraton fans are saluting Alex Wright, their pitcher. He just strikes out Dakota Shaw, one out. We're in the third, and Wright, despite giving up some hits here early, has got a shutout here in the bottom of the third, 2-0. Chargers lead it. Seventh-ranked team in the state of Iowa, and they earned it. 32-5, you've earned seventh rank.
That's exactly right.
Good fastball for a strike by Wright. Matt Murphy is at the plate. He's 0-1. He lined to the shortstop. His first plate appearance. Here's the pitch from Alex. There's that big breaking ball, and it's in there for a strike. He's got excellent command of that curveball tonight. He's quickly ahead, 0-2. Gets a long look in at Ridenour. Pitch on the way, fastball high for a ball, 1-2. This is a beautiful ballpark, and it's such a pleasure to be here. Last night, and this is not a knock, it's such a difference in where you broadcast from. The pitch, curveball, there's a fly ball, might get down, racing over, nice play by the right fielder, why not, Austin Peterson, he does it all, two down now. Last night, We had Twin Cedars and Moulton Udell, and it was an adventure compared to this wonderful air-conditioned college box, because Randy and I, and you were up there visiting too, I was over in the corner. Randy could only see part of the field, couldn't see home plate.
Yeah.
And he couldn't see first base. I couldn't see left field, third base, or center field. In fact, we laughed about that. Somebody asked me about that today in Albia. And I said, if a ball was pulled by a right-handed batter to the left side, I had to look through the front window, move in the press box, and look out the side window to see where the ball went.
Yes.
And I had that ringing in my ears all night, because I was not, when I could reach out and touch probably the biggest speaker I've ever seen, and it was, I heard rock music all night in my left ear.
Not only was it probably the biggest speaker you've ever seen, there was another one just like it on the other side of the press box.
Yeah. It was about the loudest one. I couldn't even hear the feet from the station, but, you know, it worked. But I wondered this morning if my hearing would ever be the same. But we got through it. We kind of tag-teamed that. Of course, Twin Cedars was impressive. There's a foul ball. Count remains, count now 3-1.
3-2.
3-2.
With the foul ball, yes.
Logan Ickrit, their first baseman. I hope you felt sorry for us last night.
I did.
It was just really tough, and it was hot, and I stood the whole night, which is okay. I don't mind doing that, but I had to put my notes. I do copious research and had it on a chair. It was just it was interesting. Not as bad as years ago when Randy and I did a game from the end zone in our car at Davis County in 20-degree weather.
Yeah.
There's ball four now to Ickrit, and that brings Lissring. Nate Lissring, who fly to the left fielder, his first time out, 0 for 1. We're in the bottom of the third. Sharon leading it 2-0 over Keokuk. Purple Chiefs well coach. Wes Ames is their head coach. Jim Thompson, assistant. Scott Ross. They are so high on their team, Jim, because they don't have any seniors, and they said they are loaded, as I said earlier. And what a pickoff move by Wright. A short lead that time by Ickrit, and Wright just gives his best move there and picks off Ickrit at first. And when you're down 2-0, you can't give up a runner like that.
Cannot give up that runner. You are right.
Quick move by Alex Wright. Gets the put out. 1-3, and after the walk, again, Keokuk comes up empty. They have had runners on in each inning and failed to score.
And haven't got our guy to third base yet. So
we head to the top of the fourth. It's still Sharon 2 and Keokuk nothing. We'll be back after this.
It's Ridiculous Day at Brown Shoe Fit in Oskaloosa.
Ridiculous!
Hundreds and hundreds of shoes on sale, $29.97 or less.
Ridiculous!
Kid shoes, 50% off.
Ridiculous!
Ridge work boots, 50% off.
Ridiculous!
Sass, up to 50% off.
Ridiculous!
Clark's, up to 75% off.
Ridiculous!
It's Ridiculous Day at Brown Shoe Fit, with hundreds and hundreds of shoes on sale now through Saturday on the square in Oskaloosa.
Ridiculous!
Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam is smoking on Saturdays, and the smoking grilled special this week is pork loin, served with baked beans, a medium drink, and your choice of coleslaw, potato, or pasta salad. Captain's Landing will serve the smoking grilled specials from 5 p.m. until it's gone. Their hours are Saturday through Thursday, open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. For your call-ahead orders, call 641-724-3PIE. That's Captain's Landing on J5T.
Members of Sheraton Valley Electric, with service in the northeast quarter of the city of Albia from North Clinton Street and B Avenue extending northeast, will experience an outage of power Monday, July 22nd, starting at 7 a.m. due to line reconstruction. The outage may last up to 4 hours and will be dependent upon the weather. Anyone with questions or concerns may call the office at 800-475-1702. This is a public service announcement from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're back here at Pat Doherty Field in Centerville as the Sheraton Chargers in district action taking on the Keokuk Purple Chiefs, and the National Weather Service preempted us there for a minute, Jim. And while they did, Jordan Bottman just tripled into deep left field, and there's another ball hit to the second baseman this time by Wright, and Sharon picks up another run. And that's an error on the second baseman that time for them, and that's Siebold. This inning started off well, the NWS. You got to give way to the National Weather
Service. That's right.
And I'll tell you what, Bopp and their shortstop for Sharon, the Chargers, just tattooed one to the fence in left field. And this is a very big ballpark, and he easily got a triple. And that ball should have been fielded. It would have scored a run anyway.
It would have scored anyway, yes.
And now they squared a bunt. Good bunt laid down this time by...
And they go to second, and then, oh, they don't get him.
Hawkinson and a fielder's choice. They tried to get the lead run, couldn't get him. Good speed that time by Wright. He's safe at second. Hawkinson's safe at first on the fielder's choice. And boy, that's, you've got to get your out or you get into a big inning situation.
Yes. Have to make sure of an out, and they want to give you an out, you have to take it.
This is where Sheridan can really put the clamps on you. You get an error, you don't get the out on the fielder's choice. Suddenly now they've got two on, nobody out, already have a run in. They lead 3-0 here in the fourth, and the batter up there is Breda, who's got good pop in his bat, number 17. We saw him hit a home run against you guys over in Sheridan.
Yes.
And Shaw, who'd been so effective here, after a rocky start in the first, now is having trouble again. He's on the ropes, you're right. Here's the pitch, inside and low for a ball, 2-0. This is a very critical point for Keokuk. This inning gets away from them, they're in deep, deep trouble.
Yes.
Off the stretch at Shaw. The pitch, fly ball, hit out into right field. Right fielder moving over, Bidding. He puts it away for the out, tagging up and racing to third. There's the throw. He'll get in easily. Here's Alex Wright. Good base running by the Chargers. It's Jake Schroeder. Head coach brings him to third. First and third, runners at the corners now for Sheridan. One runs in, one out, and that brings to the plate the left-handed batter, Ben Kinzer. Ben Kinzer. Left-handed batter. He's a junior. 321 hitter on the year. And the catcher, Lewis, hollers out something to his pitcher, Dakota Shaw, a right-handed pitcher for the Purple Chiefs. Sheridan may do some running here, Jim. There's a quick throw over and getting back in head first this time is Hawkinson. With that left-handed batter up, Breda, of course, is out, but they've got Kinzer up there. Swing and a miss by Kinzer. I would not be surprised here. That's a strike. They do have one strike on him that they put a bunt down here.
That's what, just what I was thinking. It would be a good spot for one.
Left-handed batter. They are so good at executing the bunt. He's swinging away, though, fouls this off to the left. Strike two over the Keokuk dugout. Surprised he didn't do that there. The runner at first, Hawkinson. I'm surprised he's not running here. But Jake Schroeder does a great job coaching that Sheriff ball club.
Yeah, they're very well coached.
Hawkinson's stolen 7 out of 8 this year. He's back in head first. They're aware of the fact he may be going too as they throw it over there quickly.
Mm-hmm.
On deck, it's Token Hall. Left-handed batter, Kinzer. From the stretch, from the belt, the pitch on the way, it's outside for a ball, 1-2. I want to congratulate the Clark girls from the South Central Conference, the only South Central Conference team that advanced. They're in the state tournament next week. Fort Dodge, here's the pitch. There's a little looper out on the left. That may get down. It does. A base hit. Here's the throw to the plate. They've got a play, and the throw's not strong enough. And that's a base hit and an RBI for Ben Kinzer to left field. And it looked like they had a shot there at Alex Wright.
Yes, that ball wasn't very deep, but it was the throw was just not strong enough.
He didn't have much on it, did he?
No, he didn't. It threw off the catcher, and that's not going to get anybody.
The catcher for them had to go way out and get that one, Drew Lewis. I think with a good throw, they had a real shot.
Yes.
But a base hit, which is amazing that we would even say that a base hit, you'd have a chance to score a run. I mean, not score a run from third. You'd think it'd be automatic.
Yeah, I think it's automatic, but...
But Wright had to hold up. I actually think he thought that might get caught.
Yes.
Now the Chargers lead it 4-0. They've played it 2 here in the fourth inning. They have runners at first and second. Token Hall is up there. And it's two balls and no strikes.
And still only one out.
And the top of the order looms ahead here for the Chargers. Shaw still working for Keokuk. Here's the pitch. And it's just outside. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. State tournament gets underway for 1A next Friday, 1 week from today. Of course, that would involve, we hope, Twin Cedars.
Yes.
Here's the pitch. It's a strike. 3-1. For 2A, which, Jim, that's you and Eddieville.
Yes.
That gets underway Monday at Principal Park, 1 week from this coming Monday, rather, on the 29th. And, of course, from Sheraton's perspective, the state tournament, if they advance, would be on the 30th. Quick throw down to second and getting just back in head first. Nice throw that time by Drew Lewis, their catcher, and they almost nailed Hawkinson down there.
Yeah, that was way closer than it should have been, probably.
Three balls and two strikes now. But it all gets underway at the state tournament at Principal Park next Friday. Inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded for the Chargers with only one out. And now we go to the top of the order, Austin Rittenauer, and Sheraton is threatening to blow this one open right here in the fourth inning. Jake Schroeder walks over and talks to TJ over at third base. Bases are full of Chargers right now. Hawkinson at third, Kinzer's at second. Calls at first. Here's Austin Rittenauer. He's reached in a walk and scored a run, and he's grounded out to short. He's 0 for 1. Right-handed batter, Shaw, from the stretch, the belt, the pitch on the way. It's a strike. One strike. Keokuk came into this game 11-24 in the year. That's not indicative of their season. They've got a better ball club than that.
Yes, they. I don't know who all they played, but apparently some pretty good. There's a
line drive center fielder, makes the play, and nobody's going to advance on that. Rittenauer hit that pretty hard, Jim, but he hit it right at Austin Armand, who quickly got it in. No chance to send Hawkinson from third. Good break there for the Purple Chiefs.
Yes.
Two out, and here is Heberlo. Heberlo has a base hit in the first and scored a run, and he slides to center field. One for two. Second baseman. Not a very big kid, is he?
No, he isn't. No, he isn't. He was a good second baseman.
Breaking ball just missed outside by Shaw.
Wow.
That's probably the best breaking ball he's thrown. Heberlo, a junior, came into this one hitting over 300 for the Chargers. Here's the pitch. Pass ball high, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One ball and one strike. They get out of this only yielding two. They've got to feel pretty good the way this inning's went for Keokuk.
That is right.
And he's ahead down the count as he fires a fastball in there, 1-2. Bases are loaded. Two runs are in for Sheraton. They lead 4-0. Here's the pitch on the way. It's outside. 3-2. He has nowhere to put him right now. Or rather, 3-1. Well, he's got to bring this one in.
Yes.
And he does. Strike two.
Loads him up. Full count.
We have to wait a second on that. We mentioned the umpire, Jeff Corbett's really methodical behind home plate.
And,
we don't want to call him for him.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball. Hits the third baseman. Steps on the bag.
Nice play.
For out number three. That was a heck of a play that time by their third baseman, Lissring, which hit right down the line. He backhanded it. And then the momentum carry him right over the bag for out number three. If that ball gets by him, that scores
that's
two more.
Too, that's too easy because it was right down the line.
Chargers come up with two more runs, though, Jim, in the inning.
Two runs on two hits. There was one error, one walk, and three men left on.
We played 3.5. It's the seventh ranked, 3A. South Central Conference champions. We could keep adding to that.
Yes.
Sheraton Chargers leading Keokuk. 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales, too. Now, during our Priced Right sale, save big on a wide selection of landscaping products, including Mastermark Lawn Edging.
Rhino Edge makes the perfect border around trees, gardens, and more. It won't crack or rot and is easy to install. A 16-foot roll of Rhino Edge is just $11.88. Plus, save an extra 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. Now, during Menards Bag Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
KBZoneAuto.com.
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 Wow, that was really annoying.
But I got my message across.
So when you're ready for your next vehicle, go to KBZoneAuto.com or stop by their location just off A Avenue West across from Frosty Utter.
KBZoneAuto.com.
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 The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Jim Cagle setting in for Randy Stafford, Bill's Sailor tonight. Bill's in Canada on a fishing trip. Randy had to be gone. Jim, of course, the Albie assistant coach, got his hands full tomorrow night with Boyd Britt because you're going to be on the field. Albie and Eddie, right. We'll have that game at 6:30 for you. Good to have you alongside, Jim. We're old classmates, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
How's come you're so much older than me, though?
I wondered the same thing.
No, that's not true. Whistling leads it off here. 3-1 count for Keokuk in the bottom of the fourth inning. Alex Wright has done very, very well for the Chargers on the hill tonight. There's a strike, 3-2. He's had a good fastball, and his curveball's been the best I've seen.
Yes.
Good command.
Good command of the breaking ball tonight, and it is a nice one when he throws it.
Larry Miller's the pitching coach, my old friend, and played some professional baseball. There's a base hit by Lissring into right field to lead it off for the Purple Chiefs. You know, you've got the big game tomorrow night with Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont, and I think the crowd's going to be massively attending that, and they're going to be listening. There's an Albia alumni football game tomorrow, 25 players on Eddieville and Albia, ranging in age from 18 to 60, and they're playing the Albia alumni team, the Eddieville alumni team, tomorrow night at Eddieville at 7 at the Eddieville Field. And, you know, we want to encourage people, you know, if they're not going to go to the baseball game, maybe they can go to that. But that's right. Boy, it's a hot night to play football.
Yeah.
That's going to be rough. But they have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll still get a good turnout.
The nice thing about that, I think some of those guys get the effects of that game for a week or two.
Well, it'll probably be a year or two for this year. But they play tomorrow night at 7. But as I said, I would imagine the overwhelming number of people in Eddieville and Albia will be at the baseball game tomorrow night. Batter up there right now, Grant Ames, runner at first, and boy, Alex Wright is giving him a lot of attention. He's thrown over a couple of times now. And of course, with the pickoff move of Wright, and after picking off Ickrit in the last inning, he may be feeling he can pick off another one.
That's right, and I would be keeping that guy pretty close if I was the coach over there.
Here's the pitch on the way. Good fastball at the letters for a strike. Runner at first, nobody down, bottom of the fourth, trailing 4-0. They might want to jump start their offense. They've had some chances here, Jim, but just haven't done anything.
Yeah, this with the single that continues, had a base runner every inning. And
oh, they picked him off again.
They got him.
He's run down. And Wright has picked off another runner as they get Lissring for out number one, and he was leaning the wrong way, and Wright threw it over to first. He knew he was a dead duck. He started towards second, and they quickly put the tag on him, and he was done. They picked off two of the last three batters. You can't do that when you're down by four.
No, you cannot waste that base runner.
Mm-mm-mm. There's a pop-up out into shallow center. Carries out there. The center fielder comes in. That's Tokenhall. Two down. So Ames flies out. That brings Drew Lewis to the plate. Keokuk's had opportunities and just can't cash in.
Yeah, they went from nobody out and a runner on first base to two out and nobody on and two pitches there.
Drew Lewis has a base hit, one of their hits for the game. They've got three hits off right. He's one for one. Fly ball head out of the left field in the first pitch. Putting it away, Ben Kinzer. And the side is retired. No runs in the inning.
One hit.
No one left on.
We played four. It's Sheraton leading 4-0 over Keokuk. And the winner of this advances to Monday night to play the winner of the second game tonight, which will be the Oskaloosa Indians and the Centerville Big Reds. We'll be back right after this.
Set amid the wide-open farmlands of southern Iowa is a high-tech auto body shop in Hedrick. Recently doubling in size, focusing on continuous improvement, and working to shave the average repair time down to a staggering 4 days in many cases. Of course, we're talking about Copeland Auto Body. Steve and Holly Copeland's white-glove customer service will make every step of your repair stress-free. And where we're proud to say, they'll probably get more business from referrals than from this radio ad. Not your average auto body shop, not even close. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
That's today. We'll do it tomorrow. We're back here at Hody Field, Indian Hills Community College in Centerville. Great facility. Love it. Great place for baseball. Big crowd. Sheraton fans down in front of us. They're waving those red and white pom-poms. And they've got a big turnout here. And, of course, we've got a lot of you folks listening around the United States. Glad to have you with us for baseball action, and the best way to sum it up is that we've got baseball for you tonight, tomorrow night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night. Join us every night, 6:30. We've got one of our four area teams we're going to be covering, and certainly the Albia Blue Demons playing tomorrow night for the district title tomorrow night in Albia. Great time of year.
Yes. You know, I thought it was interesting. I talked to one of the Twin Cedars fans a couple days ago, and he mentioned something about the Prairie City Monroe game. He said, you know, you guys had a close one. I didn't know if he was going to make it. I said, well, weren't you watching the Sabres? Yeah, I said, I was in Moravia watching the Sabres, but I was listening to you guys on the radio.
How about that?
He had his headphones on and doing double duty there.
Enjoy that. Glad everybody's listening. Hope you're having a good time. Try to give you a good picture of the ball game, a little entertainment along the way. Make it fun. It should be fun.
That's right.
Speaking of fun, if you get an opportunity, tomorrow, the annual Weller Picnic and Reunion at Weller at 11. They've got terrific food, Irish music, a lot of tradition out there. Good opportunity for you to go out and enjoy that. Are you Lucas County fans? 1 week from tonight is your Lucas County Fair. Lucas County Fair Queen King Contest 4-H Fashion Show at 6 p.m. 1 week from tonight. Leading it off here for the Chargers in the fifth, ground ball, and it's going to get up the middle of base hit. We're number nine, and that is none other than Austin Peterson. He's on base again. And he's already got two hits. He's 2-for-3 now on the night. Leadoff hitter on here for the Chargers. And here's Boffman, their shortstop, who just literally tattooed one to left field for a big triple in his last plate appearance and scored a run. Jordan Boffman, right-handed batter. As I mentioned, the Lucas County Fair gets underway next Friday and runs clear through next Thursday. So they've got their fair, and actually the following Thursday. They've got all kinds of good stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be trying to get in the state tournament next week. Next Friday, their fair starts. And they could be playing in the state tournament the week after the Sheraton Ball Club while their fair is going on. They have one of the better fairs in the area. There's a base hit to right, and racing to third, taking the turn, goes Peterson. Got great speed, and there's another base hit by Boffman, and here we go again. The Chargers have runners at the corners, nobody out, and here's Alex Wright. They just keep coming at you.
Yeah, there's no let up.
Alex Wright. Alex would like to add to the Sheraton lead and give himself a little more cushion out there right now. And still out there doing the pitching is Shaw for Keokuk. He hasn't pitched a bad ball game, Jim.
No, he hasn't.
Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. There's the throw down, and they cut it. And they try to make the throw back to pick Peterson off third, but Sheraton saw that coming.
Yes.
That's a stolen base for Boffman. What they did that time is Keokuk had a cut play on. Lewis threw it down. The second baseman, rather than going to the bag, Siebold, cut it off behind the pitcher, and they tried to then catch Austin Peterson off third base, but that didn't work, and Sheraton ends up with second, third. Runners in scoring position, 1-1 the count now, still nobody out. Sometimes when you get that play, you have the shortstop make the cut, but they use the second baseman there. Nice stop by their catcher, Lewis, way outside.
Yes, it was.
this is a tough night for any pitcher. It's so hot out there. I was out on the field before the game for some time, and it's pretty grueling out there.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers, it's a pretty bad night.
Two balls, one strike now. Here's the pitch on the way to right. Fouls it off to her right. Right fouls it to the right.
There you go.
Strike two, two and two. Shaw looks into Lewis. Works from the windup with a runner at third. There's a ground ball just foul, just by the third base bag. Count remains two and two. That was just inches foul that time by Wright. Sharon, 32-5 on the year. He went 16-4 in the South Central. Seventh in Class 3A. Here's the pitch on the way from Shaw. Breaking ball off his glove. Now to the shortstop. Nice backup fly. Now the runner's trying to score for Sharon and does. Great base running by the Chargers. That ball was hit right back to the pitcher. Shaw deflected off his glove. Their shortstop, Murphy, made a nice pickup. Looked at the runner, Peterson, to make sure he wasn't going from third for the Chargers. Made the throw to retire Reif, but in making the throw, Jake Schroeder, the Sharon coach, set Peterson from third. He gets in on the slide out of the throw. The Chargers pick up another run. Aggressive base running by Sharon. They lead at 5-0, and going to third on that was Hawkinson. Fouled off to the right by Bradenell. Or rather, Hawkinson for a strike.
Hawkinson is Boffman on third base.
Right. That was a good base running play there by the Chargers. Here's the pitch. There's a base hit under the glove of the first baseman, Ikrit, and another Charger run scores, and it's 6-0 Sherrod. They're starting to open up a lot of breathing room right now. That was just underneath the glove of Ikrit, going into right field, and easily scoring that time was Boffman. The Chargers now lead at 6-0. Now Breda steps to the plate. He's 0 for 2. He's flied to the right fielder twice. Runner at first, Hawkinson. Two runs in. Peterson scored. Boffman scored. Quick throw over to first. Getting back in easily is Hawkinson. Still only one out. Three deuces up on the board. For Sharon, there's a high fly ball hit under right field. Fitting goes over. He'll make the catch near the foul line, gets it in quickly, and there are now two away, two outs.
Braid is consistent. F9 three times.
Braid has flied out to the right fielder three times. Here's Ben Kinzer. Struck out, singled. Left-handed batter. On at first is Hawkinson. Chargers lead 6-0 over Keokuk. Checking, the runner is Shaw. He'll work from the stretch. Here's his pitch. There goes the runner. There comes the throw, and it's a stolen base for T.J. Hawkinson. The Chargers move another runner into scoring position. Did you notice when you played Keokuk, Jim, you beat them twice as well? Were you able to run on them, or did you need to run on them?
The first game we stole a couple bases. The second game was, I think it ended up 14-1. There was, you know, we didn't.
You weren't tested that game.
Yeah, there's a throw down by the catcher that goes into center field, but they get it back in time to keep the runner at second.
Lewis is their catcher. He's a junior. He does a little pitching for them, too. And he handles himself well behind the plate for the Purple Chiefs, but doesn't have a very strong arm, really.
No.
And Sharon has good speed. Sharon reads things very well. They're a very intelligent team. There was a fly ball hit out to center, going back to the catch and putting it away for out number three is Austin Aumann. But once again, it's been the big number for the Chargers tonight. They score two. They've hit two in the first, two in the fourth, two in the fifth. They lead 6-0. Totals on the inning, Jim?
There was two runs on three hits and one man left on.
We've got a lot of sponsors, of course, that have brought you games all season long as we've covered these four teams, certainly mostly Albia softball and baseball. As we mentioned, we're covering the Chargers, the Sabres, the Rockets, and, of course, our own Albia Blue Demons throughout the course of district and hopefully ultimately state tournament action. And a lot of those sponsors, we really appreciate. We appreciate all of them. We want you to hear a couple of them right now.
My reality is I want the best pharmacy care possible, so I switched to MediCap Pharmacy. The staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take the time to answer my questions. They're knowledgeable, professional, and I know they care. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa MediCap Pharmacy store today.
MediCap Pharmacy will always make time for you.
What you imagine as massive might not be as massive as the Carriker's Auto Outlet Massive Sale going on now. Experience what massive really means when it comes to automobile selection at Carriker's Auto Outlet Massive Sales Event, Highway 92, Oskaloosa. Push, pull, or drag your auto in for top dollar trade. Zero down, no payments for 90 days, and payments as low as $57 a month. See just how massive, massive is at the Carriker Auto Outlet Sales Event going on now through July 24th. Offer subject to credit approval.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, it's true, maybe I need to leave town, and you need to leave Monroe County. They just had, I guess, a thunderstorm up in Monroe County.
That's what they said.
They had a warning, and then it really cut loose, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. They need all the rain. We all need all the rain.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that from the spring we had? Austin Armand leads it off for Keokuk, and the count now at 2-1. Had a good cut that time. Alex Wright working on a shutout. It's now 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Wright working quickly. He's ready to work again. There's a big curveball, and he hit him. It's the worst pitch he's thrown on. They threw the curve there to try to ring him up, and he nailed him.
Yes.
Didn't do anything for him. So there's a runner on again. Armand for the Chiefs. They've had base runners, but they haven't got anything in as of now.
No.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to lead off very far from first?
I would not think so.
They've had two picked off here in just the last couple of innings. Austin Armand. From the stretch, it's Alex Wright. There's a throw over, and he goes back in head first. If they pick off another one, Armand is a sophomore for them. He's stolen 5 out of 6 on the year. There's a quick throw, and he's just barely back in that time. That was close. I think at this point, you've got to stay pretty close to the bag unless you think you're Ricky Henderson or Lou Brock.
And so far, I have not seen signs of that.
I don't think so either. Right off the stretch, takes his time, comes to the plate. There's a ground ball hit to the third baseman. Braided to second for one, and let's see here, safe at first. And the umpire almost changed his call at second. In fact, he did change it. Safe at second base, and what we hit. Now, no, wait, what are we getting here? The umpire, what happened there? Breda made a nice play at third, threw it down to the second baseman, Hero. Hero looked like he had the force out at second on Armand, but he juggled it momentarily and then threw to first. And I'm not sure the umpire was going to call him safer out, because it looked like maybe he didn't have it long enough, Jim.
I think the indication I got from the umpires, the motion is that he didn't have control of the ball when his foot came off the bat.
I don't believe he did either.
I don't think so. I think that's probably the correct call.
No, they called him out. Back and change and call him out. And I think what you could watch the umpire out there at that play, and what happened was, and that umpire is Nick Hawthorne, it looked like he had started to call him out, but then he indicated safe, because certainly Hebelo did juggle it instantly almost right after he was on the bag. He didn't have control of it, I didn't think. And then he called him safe, and now he changes mind and called him out again. So, there's a chopper hit back to the pitcher. And now what do we got?
I think they call a foul ball in the box.
Okay.
I think he hit his foot.
And this is where maybe on this hot night here in the sixth inning, or bottom of the fifth, everybody needs to step back and collect themselves out there, because that call did get reversed twice.
Yes.
Second base.
Yes.
And that was slow to develop here, too. That was a foul ball, but everybody was in motion.
Yeah.
As Dayton Gibson just nubbed it off the plate. He's the DH. So one strike. Now Wright goes to work. There's the curveball inside for ball, 1-1. So the runner was out at second.
Yes.
Bauman, but now they have Gibson at first. Bidding is the batter.
Bidding is the batter.
Tyler Bidding.
1-1 count.
I don't think Gibson's going to run it first. He's a DH, and he does not have good speed at all. He's got a short lead. High fly ball, hit out on the left. Moving over is Kinzer. He's in his tracks, makes the play for out number two. That was a big play, actually, because they could have two on and nobody out. Fetstad are two out and one on.
Yes.
And Sheraton probably got a break on that play.
I think maybe they did from, I mean, we're quite a ways away, but it looked like up here that he did not have control of the ball.
Actually, you're being kind. We're not very fortunate. Here's Siebold, or rather the top of the order, Shaw. There's a shot in the left base hit by Dakota Shaw. And it gets away from Kinzer, and it goes all the way to the fence. And they are doing some poor base running here and laboring at the third base. I think he's shaken up. He twisted an ankle rounding second, I think, and fell. He labored in the third. What happened that time is that Gibson, who I said doesn't have good speed, pulled an ankle, pulled a muscle there, or maybe a calf muscle. I think he's got his calf maybe cramped up on him.
Something happened, yeah.
He's kind of shaking that leg a little bit, and I think with this heat, he's probably got a cramp. And as he landed second, that leg just went on him, and he was running. He was on legged in this.
Yeah, he was down on one knee at one time and got back up.
Yeah, he was disgusted because he thought he should have scored on that, but I think that's what he had there as a maybe a little cramp. It turns out to be a single and an error now as Shaw gets the base hit, and he's hit the ball well for them.
Yes.
But that is an error on Kinzer. So now Keokuk has second, third, two out. And they desperately need a hit out of Murphy here, who's 0 for 2. Alex Wright has been very effective for the Chargers tonight. That's outside the curveball. 2-0 now. You really have to say kudos there to Gibson because,
yeah,
he was struggling to get to third base. There's a ground ball hit to the left side. Great. It takes it on the hop. Long throw. In time. Bill Saylor, Fred Brady is a great ball player, but I can hear Coach Bill Saylor saying, oh, I hate that crow hop because you saw it there.
Mm-hmm.
Brady tends to do that. He feels it in a little crow hop.
Yes.
And, of course, that gives the runner more time, but Brady's got a strong arm and can make up for it. And so they retire the side. Keokuk again gets base runners on him and nothing to show for it.
Nothing to show. No, one hit and two left on.
We played five. It's seventh-ranked Sheraton, the South Central Conference champions for the year, 3A team. We're going to be covering them as far as they go, which is hopefully Principal Park.
Exactly.
They lead Keokuk 6-0. And the umpire, while we have it here, is getting a towel from one of the little Centerville players down here. That was Bill Huseman, their great, great coach at their baseball program. The umpires are hot. He's toweling his head off there. And it's a very hot afternoon and evening out on the field here. And actually, it's early evening now. Well, I mentioned to you that, again, tomorrow night we'll be in Albia for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont taking on the Albia Blue Demons from Sports Complex Park in Albia. We'll be on the air at 6:30. And we'll also get reports from Twin Cedars as they take on Pleasantville. Pleasantville defeated Southeast Warren to get into that game 9-5 last night. Twin Cedars won over Multnudale 15-0. We head to the sixth, and leading it off here for the Chargers is none other than Token Hall. Token has walked and struck out. Took a called third strike in the second inning. Here's the pitch from Shaw. Outside ball one. Dakota Shaw has went all the way so far for Keokuk. He's only given up six runs, and you say only. Well, he's going up against one of the top hitting teams in the state of Iowa, eighth in hitting in the state. And he hasn't pitched that badly. There's a strike on the outside corner. Fastball, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Token Hall, center fielder for the Chargers. Here's the pitch from Shaw on the way. Hard curveball inside. 1-1. Sheraton just has so much pitching, and that's a big advantage for them this year. And a lot of teams like Keokuk don't have that luxury, so they go a little longer with somebody like Shaw. Two balls and one strike.
Well, the nice thing for Sheraton is they sort of have interchangeable parts.
That's right. Wright is their everyday catcher. He's on the mound tonight. Rittenhouer's behind the plate, and they don't miss a, you know, it doesn't change anything. They just go right on.
Base on ball there to Token Hall, and we're back to the top of the order. How many times have I said that? They just keep rolling around here.
Yes.
There's a fourth at bat for Rittenhouer, and we're only in the sixth inning. And he has walked and grounded out the short and fly to center. He's 0 for 2. He did score a run in the first. Chargers up 6-0 here in the sixth. Here's the pitch, and that's high inside for ball. Sean, the evening has had pretty good control, Jim. He hasn't, I think he's only walked
one.
That leadoff hitter in the ballgame.
Yep, walked two.
He walked four. And that was his second walk.
Yep.
There's a ground ball, hit the third baseman. That's by him for a base hit. Just past the glove of Lissring, and the Chargers are at it again. Two on here, nobody out. There's Heberlo, second baseman. Heberlo has scored a run, had a base hit, reached on a fielder's choice and flied out to center. 1 for 3.
Mm-hmm.
Peterson's on deck. Right-handed batter, Lucas Heberlo. So just two walks for Dakota Shaw, but he's also had trouble getting any strikeouts past the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
He's only struck out a couple. And there's a good bunt, laid down, the throw over. Good play that time by the third baseman, Lissring. Jake Schroeder trying to get a couple more here. He moves the runners up to second, third, one away, and that brings up the big guy, Austin Peterson, the right fielder. So we said Austin came into the night hitting at 5.08. Left-handed batter, big right fielder, signed to go to Muscatine Junior College this next year. And now Wes Ames, Keokuk head coach, is going out to talk to his infielders, his catcher, and Dakota Shaw. I want to congratulate again the 9- and 10-year-old girls who won a state championship, Monroe County 9- and 10 girls softball. State champions. They were honored tonight. They might have been honored about when it was raining up there.
Yes.
At Albion.
Might have got caught in the rainstorm.
Babe Ruth, 14-year-old. State tournament starts tonight in Albion. And coming up on the 26th of this month, when the state tournament starts in Des Moines at Principal Park, the 9- and 10 boys all-stars start their state tournament down here in Centerville. Last night when Randy and I were heading down to Moravia to do the ball game, he kept asking me to drive by the Dutch Valley Market, Jim, there on the old highway going to Moravia. And he just kept raving about their pies and their cheese and their sandwiches. That's the Amish store down there, of course.
Yes.
I don't want to lay that on Randy because I joined in with you on that. They have fabulous stuff there. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Peterson taking that one. No balls, one strike. I don't know why I thought of that right now. You probably have an answer for that. Here's one strike. One strike pitch to Peterson. It's outside ball. One ball and one strike. Derek Rockwell running the board for us in at station tonight. Does a great job. And that's outside, ball two. Curveball didn't break down. 2-1. Peterson, when you've got a hitter like him up there, you don't think squeeze. Looks runners at second, third. You want him to hit away. Leading hitter on your ball club. Ball three, 3-1. Three balls and one strike. I'm surprised they aren't putting him on, but you don't want to pitch to Boffman either.
No, you don't gain much there.
Boffman's had a big night at the plate out of the cleanup spot for the Chargers.
And that might have been part of the conference on the mound was don't get Peterson. Oh,
he tattooed that one and it's all foul down the right field line. He got a pitch up and in and he really hit it but pulled it way out front. If he gets up a pitch up in his wheelhouse, we're going to see what he can do here.
Yes.
He likes that high inside pitch.
And he turned on that one, but just it was down almost to the bullpen foul.
We talked about the winner of this game plays Oskaloosa or Centerville. They play later tonight. We're not doing that game. But that would be Monday night, and we'd be here again at 6:30 for that ball game. Dakota Shaw goes to work, second and third, one out, the pitch to Peterson. There's a high fly ball. Let's hit out into shallow left. Left fielder coming on and makes a nice move. Didn't get it.
Did not catch it.
And a run scores, and Peterson safe at first, and that'll probably be scored a Texas League base hit. And I'll tell you what happened there, Jim. It looked like it was going to be caught. The left fielder had to come in a long way that time, Amos for them. And as it turned out, he's way out in left field in this big ballpark. He comes in, and he's right there at the edge of the infield and didn't get it. The shortstop could have went back 8 feet and had the ball.
Yes.
And he had plenty of time to make that play.
Yes.
That is not...
That's not the left fielder's ball.
That is the shortstop's ball, and I don't know where the shortstop went on that, but he just didn't make the play. And the Chargers now lead 7-0. Boy, that left fielder looked like he was going to one-hand it, but it became a spectator sport there for Matt Murphy. He just kind of watched all that going on. And I'll tell you, you know, when I'm being critical, as hot as it is, you can lose your focus pretty quickly out there.
Yes.
One strike now to the batter,
Boffman.
He has really hit the ball well tonight. He has a triple and a single. He's 2-for-3. He's driven in a couple. And that's low in the dirt. 2 balls, 1 strike. Chargers have runners at first and second. They lead at 7-0. And I'll tell you what, this is a danger zone for Keokuk because they could make this 10 real quick.
Yes, yes.
And you know what that means.
That's
there's a high fly ball head out into left field. The left fielder now, the center fielder calls him off. And making the catch is Ahman. Nice play by Austin Ahman, and they missed the cutoff man. But fortunately, backing it up is the third baseman, and that is Lissring. And also getting over there to back it up nicely, Dakota Shaw.
I thought when the left fielder stopped, we might have another one of those in-betweeners, but the center fielder came on in and took the ball.
Ahman did a nice job, and that's what you want your center fielder to do. He's got to take charge out
there.
He's
the guy out there.
Here's the pitch on the way, breaking off second, faking to go, but not going is Rittenhour. He goes back to second. First and second, now 2 out, and it's all up to Alex Wright. 1 ball, no strikes to Alex. Dakota Shaw's went the distance for Keokuk. Here's the pitch. It's low in the dirt. Ball 2, nice stop by Drew Lewis. 2 balls, no strikes. Sheraton trying to move to 33-5 on the year. Three balls and no strikes now. Dakota Shaw looks into Lewis. Good leads by the runners for the Chargers at first and second. Here's the pitch on the way. Hit on the fist, popped up, and this is drifting out. It could be trouble. It's going to drop. And that's going to score one more. The center fielder, Ahman, came in, and he's slapping his hand on the turf. It looked like he was going to make a nice catch. I think that's going to be scored a base hit, Jim.
Yes, yes.
A base hit for Alex Wright, drives in run. It's 8-0 Chargers, and racing over to third is Austin Peterson. But I'll tell you what is happening here at Keokuk this inning. It's like they're looking at somebody else to make the play.
Yes, that's another play that they could have had two or possibly three guys there to make the play. It wasn't that deep. The shortstop could have had a chance at that. And
you never want to get to the point where you're saying, I hope they don't hit the ball to me.
Yeah.
You want to have the mindset, I want them to hit the ball to me because I'm going to make the play.
Exactly.
2 out now. Chargers lead 8-0, and as I said, a lot of deuces up there, and they've got another one. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Batter up there is T.J. Hawkinson. Boy, he's been up there really moving around here, but you would expect that with an 8-run lead. Dakota Shaw throws the pitch. There's another high fly ball hit deep center field. Way back, way back, way back, and it's going to go to the fence over the head of the center fielder. And here comes another couple of runs in the score, and racing to third base is Hawkinson with a triple. And Sheraton now leads it 10-0. That ball was hit a long way, and it just kept going and going and going. The flag's blowing out, but not that badly. He just nailed that. Hit that about 380 out there, Jim.
Yes, he crushed that ball.
And the center fielder went back, tried to make an over-the-shoulder catch on Willie Mays in the 50s. There was only one Willie Mays.
Yeah.
And he made a great effort, Almond did out there, but it was just hit over his head, and the Chargers lead it 10-0 now. Hawkinson's at third. Here's a curveball, and fouling that off to the right is Brent Rada for a strike. And I'll tell you what, right now, if Keokuk doesn't come back and get something in the sixth, this game's going to be over.
Yes.
On the 10-run rule. Chargers lead 10-0. Dakota Shaw gets the sign from Drew Lewis. Here's the pitch on the way to Breda, way outside. One ball and one strike. And they're just methodical. Sheeran is just so methodical.
Yeah, and, you know, with the runner at third, they might not be done yet.
They might not. There are two out, though. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a chopper, just foul. Jake Schroeder fields it. 1-2. Sometimes you can look at the Sheraton team and they're maybe not real flashy, but they execute so well and they just do the little things well. And they keep coming at you and keep coming at you and keep coming at you.
They are never out of position. They never, you know, you can't say never, but very seldom do they make a mental mistake. They're very well coached. They're very knowledgeable. And just a solid, solid baseball team.
I think they're a real reflection of Jake Schroeder. Jake is he's a tactician. And they very much mirror, I think, his personality. That's in the dirt. Nice stop by Drew Lewis. Three balls, two strikes now. You watch a Twin Cedars ball club, they're flashy. I mean, they just, they have so much power. I talked to one of the Sheraton coaches today, and he said the first five hitters on Twin Cedars, they're ranked second in the state. He said they're just overpowering how they come at you, which they're very impressive.
Yes.
Here's the pitch from Shaw. And on the fast, he fouls this off to the right, and that should carry out a play. Maybe not. And the great catch.
Nice play.
Drew Lewis. Nice job by their catcher for out number three as he gets over and one has it. And the side finally retired. But the Chargers really go to work here in the sixth inning. They played four and totals on the inning, Jim.
Four runs on four hits and one man left on.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, and Keokuk desperately needs to at least get one, or this game is going to end in six innings. Chargers lead it 10-0, and the Sheraton fans are doing the wave out here in front of us. And maybe that's a good strategy because it gets the air moving.
That's right.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance through several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616, email us at mdlins.com, or simply like us on Facebook.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Jim Cagle, good to have Jim alongside tonight. Albee assistant baseball coach, yours truly, Rich Grimes, Bill Saylor's in Canada, Randy Stafford's gone. Always good to work with Jim. Does a great job with the Albee program and just a good guy. And does a great job with the field up in Albee. We're going to talk about that after the game. Sheraton leads it 10-0 here. There's a fly ball head out into right field. That could be trouble, but a great play by Heatlo. Second baseman goes over behind the first base bag, makes the play, and there's one down as he retires.
Logan Eichrid.
Eichrid.
Now up Lissering.
Lissering comes to play. Keokuk's got to at least get one, or this game ends in six innings. Sheraton 10-0 right now. And you look at this game, Jim. Keokuk really had opportunities in the early innings and never could cash in, or this would be a different ballgame.
That's right. They have. They've had somebody on base every inning.
They've had a couple of people picked off by Wright with his great pickoff move. Sheraton could certainly still be ahead 10-0, but if you really look at this young Keokuk team, if they field the ball and make some of those plays, and then they get some of their people in, you really have a ball game.
Yes, yes. Yeah, a couple of mental lapses there. And
foul back strike two to Lissering. But, as we've said all evening, Sheraton, this is what they've done all year. If you give them a little bit of room, they're going to take advantage of it, and they'll put you away.
Yes, yes.
They did it with you guys a couple of times.
They did.
And then here they come.
Yeah, you make a mistake, you have an error or a walk or whatever, and Lissering out on strike.
Two down.
Two.
Tell me when we can take it then.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, the National Weather Service just described, of course, some bad weather in your area, of course, and lightning and wind and all that. Lightning struck here today, too, because while you were listening to the National Weather Service, Alex Wright just retired all three hitters just in a row very easily in the bottom of the sixth. Ickrid, Lissering, and Brad Ames. And this ball game is over in six innings, 10-run rule, Sheraton 10, Keokuk nothing. And just as we were talking before the National Weather Service came on, Jim, this methodical Sheraton team, very well coached, they have speed, they play good defense, have good pitching, and they just do what they've done all season. They're 33-5. That's how they won the conference. And Keokuk had opportunities, but couldn't cash.
Right, right. Yeah, Sheraton, they take advantage of your mistakes, and they don't beat themselves. They don't, not many mistakes.
And they're getting a standing ovation from the Sheraton fans here, so they win their first district ball game. They will now play Monday night here in Centerville at terrific Pat Doherty Field at Indian Hills campus. And they'll play the winner of the second game tonight, which is Oskaloosa, the Indians, and Centerville, Big Red. So the winner of that game will play Sheraton Monday night. We'll be here at 6:30 with that ball game. So plan on that. Jim, you're going to figure some totals for me, I think, for the game. While you're doing that, I'm going to mention that again tomorrow night, number 2-ranked Twin Cedars, Class 1A, will be in Pleasantville taking on the Pleasantville Trojans. We're going to have a correspondent there at that game. We're going to be bringing you the Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont game, the district title game. That's 2A from Albia. Want to get a lot of fans out for that, a lot of Albia fans out for that. And that game will be on the air at 6:30. Looking forward to that. I'll be there tomorrow night with that. The winner of that Albia, Eddyville game tomorrow night will then play next Tuesday night in Fairfield for the right to go to the state tournament. That's how big a game that district final is tomorrow night in Albia at the sports complex. And Jim and I and Boyd are going to be talking about that tomorrow on our coach's Big Blue Live before that game. So we've got that game for you tomorrow night, 6:30, with lots of reports on the Twin Cedars Pleasantville game. Then, Monday night, we will have this Sheraton, either Centerville and Oskaloosa game, right here from Pat Doherty Field in Centerville at 6:30. Tuesday night, whether Eddyville wins or whether Albie wins, better be you, Jim.
We're hoping for them.
No offense, Rod Ashman, you're a good friend, but Tuesday night we'll have the district championship winner from tomorrow night playing at Fairfield against, more than likely, the way it looks now, will be, and in fact we know this, will be Mid Prairie, Wellman, or Mediapolis. And that'll be Tuesday night. We'll be on the air at 6:30. We're hoping the Sheraton Chargers keep rolling along. If that happens and they win next Monday night, we'll again be on the air next Thursday night with you as they play for the right to go to state. That site has not been determined yet. So we've got action for you tomorrow night, Monday night, Tuesday night, hopefully Thursday night. State tournament gets underway at Principal Park 1 week from tonight with the 1A action. And so we have a lot of baseball action coming your way. In the meantime, 14-year-old state tournament takes place in Albia. That gets underway at 7 tonight. Jim, you might make it back almost for that.
Yes,
Yes. And we'll look forward to that. That extends into next week. Also, we want to congratulate again the 9- and 10-year-old Monroe County Little League girls who won the state tournament at Burlington, and they were hailed as they went on the fire truck and everything tonight. They might have been literally hailed with the weather up in Alvia.
Exactly.
Because the National Weather Service, we understand they had a little storm there. And, of course, we want to salute to the 9- and 10-year-old boys who open here in Centerville next week at the Little League Park for their state tournament, and they get underway 1 week from tonight. So we'll look forward to that. KBOE is right behind me here, our good friends over in Oskaloosa. Of course, I taught over there for many years. And they're going to bring you this next game, Oskaloosa and Centerville. And, Jim, you have the totals while we wrap it up and we get them in here at the booth.
Yes, for Keokuk, no runs on 5 hits, 4 left on. For Sheraton, 10 runs on 11 hits and stranded 6.
Alex Wright, the winning pitcher for the Chargers tonight. Losing pitcher, Dakota Shaw. And the Chargers move to 33-5 on the year. This next ball game is going to be a good one. And my good friend, who was a student teacher for me, Brandon Schmidt, and helped him get the baseball job over at Oskaloosa. His Oskaloosa Indians taking on the Big Reds. And that will be a good ball game over here. We're going to see one of those teams Monday night against Sheraton. So we'll look forward to that. Jim Cagle, I'll see you, of course, tomorrow night. I'm going to talk to you here when we leave the air. We're kind of scurrying here because we want to get this next crew in here to this nice facility here in Centerville. We had a lot of fun tonight, and we're hoping you have a lot of fun tomorrow night with your Albion Blue Demons.
Exactly.
So for Jim Cagle, I'm Rich Grimes. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Big game, district championship in Albion. Thanks for your time this time, and until next time, so long.